opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, LSU makes a move, and plenty of other sports and stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Saltgrass Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugar Land. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on the air out here at Saltgrass off Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land is Voldemort, he whose name we shall not speak. And we are just off, we're out here tonight until 7 o'clock. We'll have Quentin Demp scheduled to join us at the 6 o'clock hour. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. Best to text to that. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number. And it's a Monday. Let's have some fun. We're out here at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Which
we should call it like a meaty Monday or something like that.
Yeah.
We could be like old school morning show radio guys. It's a meaty Monday out here at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
I kind of like it.
I say
we're just loading up on the beef.
Be like a wacky morning show, but then when I did that voice, it sounded like I was the Mighty Gwynn doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, you gotta say, unbelievable. You got to throw that in there if you're going to be the Mighty Gwynn. But we're out here. They've got great early dinner specials from 4 to 6. So if you get out here now till 6 o'clock, you can do that. Happy hour from 3 to 7, which is always a cool thing. And going to be fun tonight, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to. And we'll ask some questions of Quentin Demps about the Texans at 6 o'clock. So
something tells me he's not going to be as excited to talk about the Patriots game as he was about week one.
Probably not. Well, technically, was it week one or week two?
I think it was week one we talked to him about. Okay. It might have been week two.
I think it was week two.
It's been 2 weeks since we last spoke to him. So, because last week.
Right, he couldn't come on because it was a short week.
Right.
So there you go. Well, we'll see how it plays out, but he'll talk to us at 6 o'clock and I'm sure he'll have all kinds of insight into what happened in that game. But I have to admit I was a little surprised last night when the news came over that LSU had whacked Les Miles.
I was not. I said that when that game showed up on the schedule for the week, I said, whoever loses that game, that coach is going to get fired, whether it be Gus Malzahn or Les Miles.
I didn't think they'd get fired the next day, though. I still think this is one of those where – you better be careful what you wish for.
I don't disagree with that, but I think this is why they did it yesterday. Because if they didn't, then Les Miles would have won a few games, and then it would have gotten back to that, well, do we really want to fire him? And then at the end of the season, it would have been the awkward conversation. Well, he won 7 games in a row. Do we really want to get rid of that guy? And which is exactly what they got into last offseason.
Right.
And I think they just decided, you know what, we don't want to play that game. This guy is no longer the long-term solution for us. Let's cut bait and move on. Whether it's the right move or not, that's a different conversation. But I understand why they did it as abruptly.
Think it is the right move, and I think it's a panic move. It's a move to keep fans happy and donors happy. And, of course, you have to keep donors happy because they put the money into the thing. But the reality is, if the only thing I would say is if he had refused to fire Cam Cameron, then okay, I would agree with the move. But that's the move that should have been made. You needed to bring in somebody, as Bob Stoops did with Lincoln Riley last year.
Yeah.
You need to go get someone who can coach offense, who knows what they're doing, who can open things up, who can coach quarterbacks. And that is really Les's only failing as a head coach, was that he did not do that. And I would have done it last offseason if it were up to me. But
can we also agree that Les Miles has had some success, obviously, and he's had – you know, he's reached the top of the mountain. Les Miles has also benefited from a lot of luck. There's games that you've watched LSU play over the last couple of years that they had no business winning, and some fluky nonsense would happen, and LSU would win a game, and you'd be like, how did that even happen?
That almost happened Saturday.
It really did. I mean, yeah. That's how close it was.
But
he's, I think no coach has benefited more from just blind, dumb luck than Les Miles. And listen, I'm not saying Les Miles isn't a good coach. I think he is a good coach. But I also think at some point you need a fresh start. And I think both the coach and the college needed a fresh start. And I think with LSU, it kind of got to where like and luckily it didn't hit this rock bottom that Texas did. But with Mack Brown, it gets to be where – this is what Mac's accomplished. Look at his list of accomplishments. He brought Texas football back from the dead. But it's just not working right now. And we need some new blood in there. We need a fresh start. I think that's where what's happened here.
I think the real issue is, I mean, Mack Brown's a good comparison. Philip Fulmer's a good comparison. If you've decided that that's what's happened, that he just doesn't have it anymore. And I'll give you some numbers that would back that up. His last 22 games against Power 5 schools, 12-10. Past 9, 4-5. Those are not great numbers. But what would concern me, and I know all the LSU world is celebrating today, which I don't know how many guys over 11 seasons are going to win 114 games at LSU. I mean, it's a great program, but it's not Alabama, it's not Ohio State. It's tough to go in there when you've got to coach against Nick Saban every single year.
I think,
and in those 11 years, his worst seasons, they won 8 games twice.
Yeah,
every other time they won at least 9. That kind of track record is going to be hard to replace. And even if you bring in Jimbo Fisher, do you really think Jimbo Fisher is going to go in there and win 9 games every year against the kind of competition he's got to go up against? Not just Nick Saban, but the fact that Hugh Freeze is a hell of a coach. The fact that Dan Mullen's a hell of a coach, and Kevin Sumlin, and guys like that, and Brett Bielema, that you have to play every year.
Well, that's why, I still think Florida State, if Jimbo Fisher takes that job, I think he's crazy. Because Florida State, I think LSU falls into that, like, 8 to 12 on best jobs in the country, that 8 to 12 range, probably just outside the top 10. But, I mean, if you want to make an argument they should be in the top 10, okay.
I'd put them at the back end of the top 10.
But it's behind Florida State. Jimbo Fisher, to me, has a better job now.
He has an easier job now because all he has to do is beat Clemson and now Louisville.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe Miami gets back. But the reality is, week in, week out, when you're going up against other good coaches and other good programs, it's really tough to have that kind of record. And that's why, you know, people getting frustrated with Kevin Sumlin. It's like, well, what do you expect? Look what you've got to play against every week. There's a reason that side of the SEC is so tough. They pay a lot of money for those coaches, and I mean every single one of them, every single one of those programs. So to be able to go in there and do that year after year, and
Mississippi State
plays
pays a lot for a coach that can't win. I mean,
I think Dan Mullen's a hell of a coach, but he's also got probably the toughest job in that division.
Yeah.
In Mississippi State, that's the hardest one to recruit to, and that's probably, you know, that's the weakest link in the entire thing, and that's still a good program. You put them in another conference, and they're probably winning 8 or 9 games.
Yeah.
So, and I just think that unless they've decided that this is what happened, this is a Mack Brown thing or a Philip Fulmer thing, then I just think it's a bad fire. I do. And it depends on who they bring in.
Here's the thing, and I know LSU fan, the first thing they're saying is, well, let's go get Tom Herman. Let's just think realistically. Ed Orgeron's your coach for the rest of this season.
Yeah.
Because Tom Herman's not going to pack his bags in the middle of the night and bail out of here. It's just not going to happen. He's not that kind of a guy. And really, any coach that you want isn't that kind of guy who's just going to quit on his team 3 weeks into the season.
Well, nobody does that. Nobody's done that in the history of the sport. And it's not going to happen here.
So if Tom Herman decides to go to LSU, it'll be an off-season decision. So it's one that right now it's pointless for us to even really get into.
Absolutely. And I'll just tell you, I think that's a real long shot. I think that Coach Herman is in a real good spot where he can wait for the job that he wants, and I think there's a couple jobs that he would take in a heartbeat, and I don't think LSU is one of them.
Well,
and yeah, you can throw money at him, but you know there's people here that are going to throw money at him too.
Does it change your mind on whether or not LSU is a job he'd leave for if at the end of the season Texas isn't open, Texas A&M isn't open, LSU is?
No.
Really?
No, because he'll. What's wrong with staying here another year, making $4 million, and continuing to build your reputation and go to another New Year's Day bowl?
Because LSU, to me, is one of those, like we just said, it's one of those 10 to 12 jobs. It's like kind of a destination job.
But if you're the hottest name, you don't need to take 10 or 12. You can take one, two, or three when those jobs come open. And I think that's what he's going to do.
Well, and when you say one, two, or three, I mean, think about Ohio State's not opening anytime soon. Alabama's not opening anytime soon. The one...
I wouldn't be so sure about either one of those, actually. Who knows how long Saban's going to do this before he decides to try the pros again. And Urban Meyer has... I mean, he's in a great situation now, but he's also the kind of guy that at some point he's going to say, hey, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, just like he did in Florida. And if that becomes the case, then those are jobs that – and I'm not even sure – well, I think that those are the kind of jobs that he can hold out for because he can wait a couple years. It's just like taking South Carolina last year. Why would you do that? You go and you do this again for a couple more years, who knows how long USC is going to keep Clay Helton. I mean,
well, that's
the other one.
USC and Texas are the two jobs that are on that list that I could see changing hands sooner than later. But, I mean, most of those jobs up at the top, most of the really great jobs in college football aren't coming available unless somebody just says, you know what, I'm tired of coaching. Nobody's getting fired at Alabama or Ohio State or
Michigan.
No,
there's certainly a history with Urban Meyer. There's certainly a history with Nick Saban leaving places when he gets bored. Those jobs, you don't expect them to be open. But there's no reason to go someplace that's not one of those jobs. Texas, who knows? I mean, Charlie Strong may or may not survive this year. But I think you can wait for a top five job, and I think LSU is a little bit below that. And frankly, I think he's in a good spot where he can afford to do that. And I think that's – so if I had to bet right now, I would be willing to bet – significant money that he will not be the head coach.
How much longer is Greg Ward at the University of Houston?
This year.
You don't think things change after he leaves?
He's got two pretty damn good recruits already. The King kid who's playing receiver for him.
Ask Texas how quarterback recruits work out. All I'm saying is right now you've got a bird in the hand is all I'm saying. UH football has not been a consistent winner for the last 20 years. LSU is.
Yeah, but again, you're talking about two different things here. You're acting like with Greg Ward leaves, they're not going to be anything. I think this guy's.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
This guy's a hell of a quarterback coach. Look what he did with Cardale Jones and all those guys at Ohio State. They won with a third string quarterback.
Okay.
Even the Postma kid when he brought him in, he looked great.
Now
he
imagine,
won that Memphis game last year.
Now imagine what your ceiling is if you're a hell of a quarterback coach and you go get a quarterback at LSU.
Well, I think it would be the whole team would be different because you'd certainly. You know, defensively, you're not going to be quite the same as what you are. If he brings in the kind of kids he has at UH, they'll be great. But I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen at LSU. I would almost be willing to bet real money on it.
Okay.
There are other jobs that are going to be open that if – and, you know, yes, he's going to be the hottest name out there. He's going to be able to pick and choose where he wants. I think that would be settling.
I don't know if I'd call that settling. I think that's a good enough job where if he let – like, you can't fault anyone for leaving the University of Houston to go coach LSU.
But again, you're acting like this is
– South Carolina last year, that would have been settling.
Well, but you're acting like this is, you know, Sumlin or Briles who want their next step to be a Power 5 school. This guy's next step can be wherever the hell he wants to go. And that being the case, it would be settling. And don't get me wrong, I love LSU. I always have. I'm big on that program. But I think to – you know, sit here and think that, you know, and Sean brings up how much longer you think Stoops is at OU.
I don't know if OU is a way better job than LSU.
I think they're on the same level, frankly.
Yeah, they're in the same conversation at that 8 to 12 range. I mean, I don't think it's significantly better, but you know, I also know that OU they're not getting to the point where they're tired of Stoops yet. Stoops has had every job offer you can imagine. There was a time when Bob Stoops was the hottest name, not only for any college job he wanted, but for the NFL, and he didn't take him.
Yeah.
He didn't take a job at Florida. Oklahoma's not looking to get rid of Bob Stoops. That guy's got he's there until he wants to be there.
Yeah. Jay says, Fred wearing U of H colored glasses, hoping his coach doesn't jump ship to LSU. I know Tom Herman's leaving, Chase. I know it. It's happening. That's just the reality. That's the reality of being a UH grad, but I'm just telling you, he can do better than LSU, and he will. telling people about my computer career.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. We all know the oil and gas industry is still in a downturn. If you've been affected by the oil and gas industry and you want an occupation with solid income potential but a little less volatility, here's what you should be doing. Check out mycomputercareer.edu. IT, one of the high growth sectors here in Houston. If you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be right for you. And if you know anybody in IT, you know those guys are probably paying their bills just fine because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. Houston, in particular, is a really hot computer job market. Companies hire IT guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And that's where mycomputercareer.edu comes in. My Computer Career is more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Many of the students start their first job in just a few months. You're going to attend class only twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill and the Texas Workforce Programs. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, if you want to text the show. I'd be happy to take your text. Can't really get any phone calls. The best part is having Ed Orgeron back for a stretch here.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you can't understand a word the guy says. That's the best part about this.
Kind of fitting for LSU.
Oh, yeah. Except it's different because you're not getting Cajun defensive coordinator from Waterboy.
No.
It's a slightly different accent.
Yeah, it'd be better if it was that guy.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see how he does there because it's a different situation than USC was. USC, a coach who was absolutely hated, left, and so the players responded to him. This is not the case here. The players love Les Miles. So,
I mean, I think, hell, most fans love Les Miles, but
ones that listen to our show based on the crap they've been saying about him for a year.
Well, I mean, that's what fans do, Fred. When guys win, they're like, oh, we've got the best coach, and then when they lose, our coach sucks. We need to fire him. I mean, that's sports. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're a fickle bunch.
Indeed. But yeah, they'll get a good coach. I'm just telling you, I think there's – and Jimbo Fisher apparently was real interested last year when it was a possibility that Les was going to get fired. So would that be an upgrade? I don't know. Is it going to be an upgrade over what you got in the last year and a half? Yeah. Is it a long-term upgrade? I don't know. But Robert says there are reports that LSU reached out to Art Briles. That would be a mistake, right? I heard that too.
No one should be reaching out to Art Briles. If LSU is trading out Les Miles, who I think is a good man, whatever you think of him as a coach and wherever that program was headed, and they replace him with Art Briles, I'd be done with LSU.
Yeah, I would too. And it was the same thing. People were saying, well, if Herman left and UH hired Briles, I would be done with that program. I would have nothing to do with him. Because you can't hire somebody like that.
No.
You really can't. And LSU can't do that. Now, Auburn might because they don't care. I mean, they burn trees and stuff. I mean, they really don't care over there. But we shall see. A lot of people asking about NFL games. At 5 o'clock, we'll go through every single game that was on the schedule yesterday. So just stick around till then, guys. We'll be happy to get to them. Although, a lot of interesting stuff. So we'll hit on some of those games as well. The ending of that LSU game, though, was pretty freaking amazing, and I kind of felt for those kids celebrating like they just won the game when it was obvious there's no way they got that ball off. There's no way in 1 second when you start the clock and then they sit there for 2 seconds before they run the play, there's no way you got it off.
No.
And I wasn't surprised that it got overturned, but that had to suck because they did make a hell of a play
yeah.
and thought they won the game. And Gus Malzahn, I think, was the only one who realized that there's no way. So, but there were some other pretty good college games. Man, what happened to Michigan State?
I think Wisconsin's actually just pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but I just think they're better than I thought they were. And Michigan State, we kind of said at the beginning of the year this was going to be a rebuilding season for them, and then it got like we maybe got blinded by the fact that they looked so good the first few weeks. We're like, well, maybe.
Apparently beating Notre Dame is not a big deal.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Golly, that was – and they fire their defensive coordinator, which they should have. And I saw a stat, and I don't know if they officially got one Saturday, but they were the last team in FBS without a sack.
Yeah.
How do you get this far into the season without a sack with your defense, especially in Notre Dame? And, yeah, that was a – well, I know you bet Duke in that game, so you were happy.
Yeah.
You didn't moneyline them, did you?
No. No.
Should
you
have.
Know me. I like to take points when they're off.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man, I'm killing it on colleges, and NFL is just a mystery to me right now. So
I've had another sort of break. I had a good day in college. I had sort of a break-even week in the NFL, maybe just a little bit up. My sides were really good. Totals, those three unders, one of them hit.
Yeah.
I guess you were on the Pittsburgh Eagles over, and the Steelers didn't help you out.
No.
I mean, it's hard to get a grasp on these games. And like I said, betting unders is never fun. And, you know, every time you lose one, you're like, why do I bet unders?
Right. But in the end, if you do them right, you're going to come out ahead.
Yeah.
But the only college game that I missed out on was the UH game, which I didn't bet because I don't bet UH. And, you know, I guess I need to factor in now that they're going to impress the pollsters every week if they can. And they're not going to take the gas off of anybody. I mean, they're doing onside kicks and just doing everything they could to run it up. So I'd probably pick him to cover Thursday against UConn, especially after what happened last year.
My biggest play of the entire college football season so far was Marshall plus 31 was the number. Remember I said I wanted to get 28? It was at 27.5 on Friday.
Yep.
I got up Saturday morning, plus 31.
Well, because their quarterback was out.
Yep.
That's what made it jump.
Threw everything I could at that game.
And a push.
Backdoor push.
You'll take it, though.
I'll take it. Well, yeah. I mean, watching that game, I was like, it started out really good and then quickly unraveled. But
well, my biggest one, I wound up unloading on UMass against Mississippi State. And third quarter, I started thinking, oh, this is stupid. Mississippi State scores 28 points. Then UMass comes back and makes a game out of it. So that one I had. Of course, Utah Friday night. Nebraska. What was the other one? I had somebody else. Oh, Central Florida. That one was easy, too. And then I had a huge bet on Saskatchewan in the CFL Saturday. So that paid off. They were 5-point dogs and won outright. And, so Saturday was really good. Yesterday, I'm done ever betting on the Dolphins to do anything again. I had no excuse for that game to go to overtime.
No.
And then I played that teaser.
The Dolphins are so terrible.
The good news is because I haven't gotten off to the best start in the NFL, I'm basically putting pretty small plays together on that, and then I'm betting a lot harder on colleges. So I came out really well, and hopefully if I can – I'm sticking with the over tonight on the Saints and Falcons, and hopefully I can get by that. We'll be good. 713-780-ESPN. So the worst I can do is
– I'm on over and Falcons tonight, plus 3.5.
Yeah, I like the over a lot. The But no, the worst I can do if you played UH on my picks, 5-4.
That's not bad.
6-3 if it goes over tonight. So that's a pretty good week. And for me, it's I'm 5-2. So, and all of those.
That's a successful weekend.
And the wins. I mean, I bet basically double the minimum on the Dolphins just because I'm kind of shell shocked by the NFL right now. I'm not confident in what I'm seeing. So.
Dolphins. Ugh.
Well,
we agree now. They're a bad team.
They're
right?
A terrible team. But if you watch that game, which
they should have lost the game.
Well, they should have been up 21-0, and then run away with it, and then they should have lost the game.
Like, what if the Browns had a remotely decent kicker? The game's over.
Well,
they missed 3 field goals.
Yeah, that was brutal. That was brutal. So
that's so Browns.
Yeah,
so Browns.
But,
all right,
but
guys.
You knew they were going to find a way to lose.
That's what they do. Yeah. They're the Browns. I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. And Allied can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, outdoor water features, fire features. Give the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions a call to get ready. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And carved stone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. It's tried, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great, and it's very durable, twice as strong as concrete. In fact, Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in your backyard, they can build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they can do it all. And they can help you on residential and commercial projects. Allied can help you save some money as well. They've got several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with that carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for your backyard. You're going to be blown away. I was. I went in there. I couldn't believe how cool this stuff was. Or you can check out the Carstone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5.
Hey. Be a big target for all the insecure.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugar Land. We're just off Highway 59 South by the Grand Parkway, so come on out. You can't miss it. It's very easy to find. And until 6 o'clock, they got early dinner specials. Dude, I just had that brisket burger. It was amazing. I mean, freaking amazing.
I'm having the same thing I had last week, which is...
Dead pig?
No, cow.
Oh, okay.
I waited all week. I ate no cow last week so I could have this piece of cow today.
It's a good piece of cow.
It's the bone and ribeye with that Oscar topping with the crab meat on top. So good. So good.
And a happy hour till 7. So for you blitzers out here in Sugar Land, come on by. 936. The Dolphins are one of the most underrated teams in the NFL.
Nope.
They don't get enough respect. I'm going to love to hear your reactions after TNF and in January. No, you're not, because we're going to tell you the same thing then. This is an awful football team. They don't deserve any respect. And they should have lost to the Browns, who won't beat a team this year. That ought to tell you how bad they are. Ryan Tannehill is not a good quarterback. That defense, all those changes they made on defense made them worse. They're not a good football team. And there's nothing about that team that tells me that they're going to win more than 4 or 5 games.
We'll talk next week. They'll get blown out by the Bengals on Thursday night. And maybe they'll beat the Titans. But then Pittsburgh will hammer them, and the Bills will hammer them, and the Jets will hammer them. They're just not good. Ryan Tannehill, I say this all the time. Of all the players in the NFL that people try to convince me are good, he's the worst. Like most bad players, there's not people who like bang the drum for him. They're just bad. Ryan Tannehill, for some reason, has a pocket of supporters who believe he's good, and he's just not. I shouldn't say that. Case Keenum has that same thing, but I think that's just because of where we live.
Right.
There's a small grouping of people in this town who think Case Keenum's good. If you watch that game yesterday, you know he's not. And then, of course, he makes one good throw on the whole day, and he's running around like, you know,
well,
he just
opened. Well, he knows that's his one. He has to celebrate his one.
He just opened he walked out on Christmas morning, and there's a bicycle there, and he's like, yeah! And, I mean, it's just absurd. Absurd to watch
He looks small enough to be riding a bicycle. Yeah. So... 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, and this is blanket statement guy trying to defend the Dolphins. They lost by a combined 9 points in Seattle and New England. Did you watch either one of those games? The New England's quarterback gets hurt in the middle of it. They were getting destroyed before Garoppolo got hurt.
Yeah.
And Seattle, you've got a guy limping around on one leg and couldn't score.
Didn't score a touchdown, and you still lost.
And at no point did you look like you were winning either one of those games.
Nope.
So it's nonsense. Hey,
and how about just ignoring the fact that You went to overtime at home against the Browns with Cody Kessler. I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
Yeah, here? Come on. What did you think of that A&M Arkansas game?
A, the final score not indicative of how good of a game it was.
Yeah, because Arkansas had real troubles in the red zone, man.
Yeah, I mean, you drive all the way down the field and can't put any points on the board. That's rough. But, man, this is maybe the first time I've said this. A&M is a little bit underrated right now. They look really good. And, I still think Alabama's better than them. And I think Ole Miss might be better than them. I don't know for sure.
I think they're pretty close, actually. I think A&M's got a better defense than Ole Miss. And
I'd give you that. But the LSUs, Auburns, I think they're better than those guys. So I really think A&M has got a good chance to have a big season this year. And they needed one badly for Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah, and what I'm impressed with is they're finding different ways to win games. Trevor Knight running the football was huge for them.
I'm still not sold on
that. Did not look good in the passing game, and that's something that has – he's got such great receivers that he's got to get more accurate and he's got to get more consistent in the passing game. And, if he can do that, then, yeah, they can – I don't see anybody left other than Alabama that they shouldn't be able to beat. But he hasn't been able to do that yet, and that was part of his issue at Oklahoma. But I do like the way he runs the football, and that's added a dimension for him. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I guess a lot of people have found that ESPN 97.5 app and are using it and love it. Good for you guys, man. That's a great app. That's what I use. Like, I'll listen to some of the shows in the gym sometimes, and it's fantastic. It's ESPN 97.5 app. Steven asking, what about Lane Kiffin to LSU and thoughts on Tennessee getting a win against the Gators? First off,
Gators are choking dogs.
Lane Kiffin should not get a head coaching job at that level again. I don't know why people keep hiring him or keep thinking to hire him.
Lane Kiffin's a really good offensive coordinator, though.
Yeah, but he's got a really good coach over him telling him what to do. And I don't think he's not a head coach.
I wouldn't want him at a job like that for sure.
It would be a terrible hire. But as far as that Tennessee game, man, that thing – it looked like when Tennessee got down, the way their offense has been this year, you would have given them no shot. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing just changed and they exploded. I was surprised to see that. That was a really good performance by Tennessee, who I've not been impressed with
yet. That's a game I almost bet on with Florida.
Yeah.
They were +7, and it went down to +4.5. And I was no, I'll pass.
Ooh.
Thank goodness. Yeah, because I would have been angry. Yeah, I mean, the way they fell apart in that thing.
713, should A&M be number two?
No.
LOL.
Well,
the Longhorns have to be number two. Yeah, yeah.
They should be number two.
I got people listening from Los Angeles all over the place. Are you going to watch the Circus Show debate tonight?
I almost have to.
We were talking about, I think Lamont tweeted it, like, this might be the first time that Monday Night Football gets outrated by something. And, yeah, I could see that.
I'm almost certain it will. I mean, if it were just if listen, because if, it's if such it were a, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney,
no,
it wouldn't.
But this is a bleep show.
And by the way, ballsy move to even schedule it up against Monday Night Football to begin with. But I do think it's going to outrate it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to do huge numbers.
Huge. Thanks, Trump. It's going to be huge
because I'm huge, just like my hands.
Yeah.
Ash says, what about Chip Kelly to LSU? That's a name I'd keep an eye on because that would be a good hire. I think Chip's a college coach and a damn good one. And with what he could bring there, I think they could be competitive. That's a good name, I think, to keep in mind. 713-780.
would it cost him to get out of there? Or
he's going to go 6-10 and they'll fire him.
I mean, I'd want out of there.
It's San Francisco. Yeah, he just took a job to take a job. That would be like,
Did you just say they're going to go 6-10?
Yeah. What
six games do you see the Niners?
They got
winning,
one.
Bro?
They got one. Mean, all you got to do is win five more.
Oh, all right. Did you watch their game yesterday?
No, I didn't watch much of it.
Oh,
there was better stuff to watch than that. Believe me,
they are horrendous.
I've kind of gotten where I've gone to the four games instead of watching all eight, so I can keep up with four games a little better.
It's a little bit easier.
Yeah, but that one was not one I was interested in.
Okay.
832 says, as an Aggie fan, I'm glad to hear AJ say we're underrated. After all, we are the back-to-back September champions.
That's true. Yeah. They do dominate in September. They also dominate in the recruiting portion of the season, yep. which almost never translates to real on-field success. But that's neither here nor there.
No, but I do like that team. And I think
I defensively, they're pretty solid. Like I said, I'm not crazy about the quarterback play. But I do know that Kevin Sumlin is pretty good about finding offense, you know, out of everybody, and he'll find a way to put points on the board. But I do think that's a pretty good squad.
Yeah, if they can just, like I said, if they can develop Knight into a more consistent passer,
that's not going to happen. That guy sucks.
Well, he has a game every now and then where you say, okay, I can see it, but then he kind of reverts to being what he is, which is inconsistent.
I'm looking back at my sheet from last week, my top 25 from last week.
Yeah.
And I had Aggie at 13.
See, I had them at 10, I believe. I had them at 10 or 9. I'm not sure which.
So that's clearly a mistake. They're better than 13. I had, Michigan State ahead of them. That's not going to be the case.
See you, Michigan State.
I had Georgia ahead of them.
God,
that's clearly not the case.
What a butt-whipping that was.
I had Tennessee ahead of them. I don't know if I'll even – I might put A&M ahead of Tennessee now.
Oh, I
even though
I
they
would.
Won.
Yeah, I would. I think they're –
and I honestly might put A&M ahead of Stanford. Who, I mean, my God, you talk about being all out to win a game. And, of course, you talk about being in pain if you're a UCLA backer. That thing was plus 3.5.
Yeah. And then the last –
what can happen? They score a touchdown. Okay, UCLA is going to win.
That's a bad beat.
I mean, Stanford's going to win.
That's a bad beat.
But you still got that half point. And then they pick six to the house? I mean, that's brutal. That is a brutal way. I mean, I didn't bet it. Thank God. I would have killed myself. But, yeah, I think A&M to me is maybe in that.
See, the only thing I would say is you do have an apples-to-apples comparison because you have Stanford played UCLA and A&M played UCLA. A&M played them at home. They were both kind of all out to beat them, so I think those two teams are pretty close. You can make a case. I mean, either way you wanted to go, I don't think you'd be wrong. And I think A&M's going to have a chance to have some more impressive wins moving forward. And Stanford might not be Washington. That's
Washington team's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
There's a bunch
up.
Of teams there, and I put Clemson in that group with them because I don't think Clemson deserves to be in the group with the top four. But I put Clemson, Washington, Stanford, Wisconsin, Aggie, and kind of in the same bucket.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think there's a lot of you could debate one way or the other about what order they go in. But what I will say about of all those schools I just named, A&M probably – well, maybe Wisconsin. A&M and Wisconsin probably have the best chance to impress, you know, down the stretch. So if they
Wisconsin gets
winning,
Michigan this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and Ohio State the week after.
Yeah, yeah.
So Wisconsin, I mean, listen.
Well, if they're still undefeated in 2 weeks, they're top 2. Most likely.
Yeah.
And then of course you got Clemson, Louisville this week too, man. This is a good week for football.
Yeah, somebody's about to get bumped out of the top 10 between those two also, which is
right.
That's why I love those games where that way we can stop debating about who's better, this team or this team. They can just play and that's the end of it. That team's better. They're on.
And that's one thing I like about this four-game playoff is that more often than not, by the time it all sorts itself out, you've got four teams that are at least two that stand out.
Yeah.
And a couple more that you just kind of fill the field with. But regardless, I think you wind up – they all play each other enough to where you can come up with a good consensus. So 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, it was a fumble six. That's even worse than a pick six.
That's what I meant. Yeah, sorry.
But – oh, well. So tell people about Man's Best Friend.
Yeah, I've been talking about Man's Best Friend lately because I've been blown away by these guys. I took my dog there, my puppy there. She just picked her up maybe a week or two ago. And this dog, let me tell you, good dog, but definitely a puppy. Did all the play biting, the jumping up on people. And she's like a 70-pound dog, so when she jumps up on people, it tends to knock them down. So she needed to just be trained, and all dogs need to be trained. They're dogs. They're not people. They don't know what you expect from them unless you teach them, and that's where Man's Best Friend comes in. These guys are the professional difference in dog training. They do fantastic work. This isn't the first time I've taken them. I took my corgis there as well. They did great work with them. The great thing is you sit down with them, you do an evaluation, and you tell them what's important to you. What do you care about your dog learning? And they keep the dog for a couple weeks. Boom, you get her back, good as new. I mean, it really is amazing the difference they can make in just a couple of weeks. Man's Best Friend is at 2331 Bingle Road in Houston. Or you can give them a call, 713-932-6709, or check them out at mansbestfriend.com. Our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And right now, if you go to our website at ESPN975.com, you can register to win. We're giving away a gift card on Monday, a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to somebody. It's good for training, grooming, boarding, whatever you need. All you got to do is go sign up. It's free to sign up. Somebody's going to win free money to Man's Best Friend on Monday. That's mansbestfriend.com or 713-932-6709 for Man's Best Friend.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland, just off 59 South by the Grand Parkway. And early dinner specials until 6, so you can still get out here for that. Happy hour until 7, so you can get your happy hour on. 25 years of perfection, 60 locations and growing. Check them out at saltgrass.com. And I'm telling you, man.
Also, the Q Demp Show will be here.
The Q Demp Show, or the Q, or whatever we decide to call it, at 6 o'clock. We'll spend an hour with Quentin Demps talking Texans and football and all things America. So, any other college games that we haven't hit on that you you wish to discuss before we move on to the NFL at 5 o'clock?
No, I think we ran through basically what was important,
yeah.
The important happenings.
We didn't talk about that Ole Miss-Georgia game much.
There wasn't a game.
Yeah, again, that's another one of those be careful what you wish for things when they chased off Mark Richt. And, yeah, so... 713-780-ESPN.
Trying to think back. No, I think we ran over pretty much everything. Another really impressive performance by Michigan.
Yeah.
Who Penn State scored 10 points. I think maybe because Harbaugh took the foot off the gas just a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that team is really, really good. And I think they may be – they may be number two on my list.
They may be better than Ohio State. I just don't know yet.
I can't wait for that game.
We really haven't. You just still haven't seen them play, and you've seen them play okay teams in Colorado and Penn State. Now I think we're going to get to see them play a good team. And if they do that to Wisconsin the way they've done it to everybody else, I mean, the whole question is who would be number two.
The Longhorns should be number two.
Well, I know the Longhorns should always be number two, but hypothetically, if the Longhorns weren't number two.
It'd be Michigan for me. But, I mean, whoever wins that game
is... Michigan, Ohio State, you make a case for either one of those. You make a case for Louisville at this stage, as impressive as they've been. And I love that stat that Jackson has more touchdowns than every school but one.
Crazy.
It's just nuts.
He's
putting up cartoon figure numbers. And, you know, this will be the test for him when they play Clemson.
You know, there's one team we didn't talk about, and credit where it's due, Baylor.
Baylor, yeah, that's a good win for them.
Very good win, and really the first test they've had all season. And game was close for a little while, and they just kind of pulled away, and that's a good win. That's an impressive one for me, and it moves them to 4-0. And, you know, I don't know. They're going to be – you're hard-pressed to look at their schedule and find a loss anytime soon. Iowa State's not going to beat them.
No.
Kansas damn sure isn't going to beat them. I mean, at Texas, it depends on which Texas shows up.
Right. That's not going to be easy,
then
though.
They get into the TCU and Oklahoma. But, you know, Baylor looks good right now. And, you know, like I said, they haven't really played anybody up until this week. Beat up on SMU and Rice and didn't even cover against Rice.
Right.
Which, by the way, Rice giving points again. I mean,
silly.
I hope everyone learned their lesson.
Yeah, you tried to warn them.
I tried to warn
everybody. You tried to tell the people.
Whatever you think in North Texas, don't give up more than a touchdown with Rice. That's foolish. But yeah, they finally got a win that kind of makes me go, okay, that's a quality team that they handled.
Two undefeated teams left in the Big 12, them and West Virginia, who was all out to beat BYU in that game. I think West Virginia is a good team. I don't think they're good enough to go through the Big 12 without losing a couple games.
Probably not. But, you know, they've got a win over an SEC school, albeit Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri's not garbage. I mean, they never really are garbage. They're not nearly as good as they've been, but, you know, it's not a terrible win.
And they've got a win over BYU now. And here's the other thing. For West Virginia, they go through a run now where they get Kansas State at home, and then they're at Texas Tech, which if West Virginia's really good, they're going to win those games. And then they get into TCU. So that's a West Virginia team that you could see start out 5-0 if they're for real.
I think that trip to Lubbock is going to be tougher than you think.
It is.
All right. Well, that's the cool thing. We're talking about our bets. Well, I can tell you where I place mine. MyBookie.lv. And the cool thing is, if you put some money down and you win, you want to get paid, right? Well, that's what they do at MyBookie. It's not like a lot of these sites where you have to sit there and wait and you're hoping to get paid and maybe get a check and maybe you think it's going to clear. Well, that's why thousands of online players are making the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And when you win, you get no-hassle payouts. Right now, they got a great deal for the Blitzers. Join now. Your first deposit's going to be matched dollar for dollar, and that's up to $1,000. And you get an extra 10% bonus when you sign up and deposit in the next 30 minutes. So if you're driving home thinking, hey, man, I want to sign up, put some money in there, play the game tonight, play that Saints-Falcons over, you're going to get an extra 10% bonus if you do it in the next 30 minutes. And you get that the first deposit match dollar for dollar up to $1,000. And for those of you who like to play the ponies like I do, they have a full race book as well. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Real simple, F-R-E-D. And visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS, B-E-T-S. Open your account and start winning. Get rid of your bookie. You got to check out MyBookie. MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.